Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and I am your host, Patricia McDowell, and I am an Avon representative like yourself, and I'd just like to welcome each and every one of you on the show and to thank you for being faithful listeners and supporters of the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And as you know, each week we have guest speakers who will take your business to the next level. We try to have Avon representatives like yourself, district managers, regional managers, and we also have spiritual advisors as well as counselors on the show to help us. So today we have a really, really exciting show today. As you know, we are days away from Christmas, and I know many of us are preparing for that, but this, as you all well know, this is our season. This is the time that we, as Avon representatives, make money. And so, and with that, we have to also keep our eye on the prize for the next cycle, because shortly after the Christmas holiday, we're right in the midst of things as it relates to campaign 1, 2, and 3, and there are some really exciting things. So, you know, this is the time to start preparing, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We have Clarabelle Perez, who's going to be our guest tonight. Let's see, we need to get Clarabelle on the phone. Clarabelle, can you hear me?
Hi, Pat. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
How's everything? You know, Clarabelle, it was so funny. Because you were a guest before, and when I have guests who have been on the show more than once, one of the things that I do, I go and I go back to the old email blast that was sent out, and I'm looking, I said, my God, the last time you were on the show, Clarabelle, was last year, December.
Wow. So,
it was
in a year?
Yeah, and when I looked at the picture that was taken, you can see all the Christmas decorations in the background.
Wow.
So it was much too long, so we can't wait another year to have you back on. So I'm glad to have you on today, but certainly the next time you'll be on will be certainly faster or sooner than a year.
Thank you, yes. I'm so glad to be here with you.
So, Clarabelle, today I believe you're going to talk about preparing for campaign 1, 2, and 3, I believe. Is that what that's your discussion? I can't remember your topic. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. So I'll, you know, tell a little bit about yourself for those who may not remember who you are, and then you can just jump right on in.
Okay, I'm Carolina Perez. I'm a dancing leader from 2091, and I'm here to also learn from you guys how to grow my business, because that's my priority, to continue working hard towards my goals, towards my dreams. And this is the best opportunity now, because you said it's coming, a new year is coming, so we have to be clear on what we want and why, you know, to first campaigns of the year are, you know, we need to push up so that they go as good as the fifth quarter as the last month of the year, which is really good. You know, we need to continue in this same pattern.
Yes. And it's very important, because this is we're kind of going in a little slow three season, and people are kind of gift out, but it's not that does not mean that this is an opportunity that we can sleep upon, because there's still opportunities out there to sell.
Yes. And the last campaigns of the year are good, and people also spend so much money in holidays, Christmas and stuff, and they need to you know, to remember that, you know, next month we have to continue living. So people are sometimes struggling, and we can also use this opportunity to offer them be part of the business when they, you know, they have too much things. They bought a lot of things. They need more money, extra money. So this is a good opportunity also to offer to people to go into the business. So take that into consideration to all of you that are starting the leadership. This is a good opportunity now. And I don't think that because it's the first weeks of the year, people wouldn't want to sign up. Just tell them, you know, because many people are spending a lot of money in those holidays, and they need money now to pay the bills. And this is a good opportunity now. So basically, we, everyone has created some bundles for the first three campaigns to use the opportunity to representative be easy so that they can choose those products at an excellent price, $9.99, and most of them took a campaign one and two. They're really good products, five pieces products in first campaign, Kiss All Soft, which everybody loves. Campaign two, bundle two is naturals for kids. And the third, the bundle three, campaign three, is musk, marine, and the perfume at $14.99. So it's great for people that might not have an order to encourage them to be part of the, to do the orders, to place the orders with those bundles, and also be participate in this incentive for the 32-inch TV that we have. So many of you don't know that this is a good opportunity now to be part of the raffle, and maybe any of us could be, you know, the lucky winner of this 32-inch TV, only to place in the orders.
Clarabelle, I just want to cut you off a little bit. Are you talking very close to the mic of your phone, because it sounds a little muffled?
Okay, no,
that's better.
Not at all.
Actually, that was better.
Yeah, that's better. Okay, so let me just go a little bit. This is better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the three bundles are really good opportunity for representatives that don't have orders, to encourage them to take these bundles or in campaign one, two, and three. And also for our downline, for leadership representatives, to encourage your representatives that might not have an order in this campaign, and to take those bundles and also be part of this 32-inch TV raffle that we're having. So to all the representatives that places an order in campaign one, two, and three.
Very good.
All of you guys that are there and don't may not have an order right now because you just placed the campaign 2026. This is a good because you could be the lucky winner for the 32-inch TV. And the Skin So Soft is $9.99. It's a really good deal. And the second and third bundle, too. And the Partnership for Success, too, we can also be part of it for the district to earn this $5,000 or $2,000 to celebrate with parties in 2013. So everyone who places an order in campaign one to agree, and also for new representatives in the leadership, and also for new additions, everything counts for these partnerships for success, so that we can get this. We can be the winner, the winning district. You hear me now?
Yeah, okay. Yes, uh-huh. I'm listening. I'm listening and taking notes like everybody else.
Okay. What do you think about those bundles, Pat?
Now, you said when you talked about the bungle, did you make it clear that they can order more than one of each bungle?
Yes, they can order more than one. But the minimum is one, but you can order as much as you want. It's $9.99, 5 pieces, cleaning, body wash, shower gels, and the other one for $9.99, which is 5 pieces set. And the second one is a natural for shampoo, also body paint, detangling, the comb, everything comes with 5 pieces, too, at $9.99. And the third bundle is musk, the cologne, and also the musk marine pieces, a splash, a shower gel, and also the cream, the body lotion.
Uh-huh. And you know, if people are very creative, they can start taking these bungles that you talked about and maybe go to, like, the dollar store and add something to it, like for the natural, maybe get a little squinchy or whatever, and start showing these things as Valentine's Day gifts, because that's right around the corner.
Yes, it is. Valentine's is right there. So this is a good opportunity to get those presents that we need for Valentine's, for teachers, for people, for the bus helper, and all our friends that we usually share with them in Valentine's. This is good. And also for our kids for school, the naturals will be great too. To give, they want, sometimes they want to share with their friends some gifts, that will be great too.
And now Clarabelle, for those people who are leadership like yourself, and they should they encourage their downline to participate in taking these incentives? And what should we say to our downline to encourage them to try? Because sometimes people are skeptical, especially the new ones. What should we say to them to encourage them to take the bungles?
Well, first of all, remember that we need to be active in the company in order to keep the account. But if they don't have order for the campaign, in the campaigns they're out of their business, and we don't want that. We want them to be active, and also this that will help for the partnership for success. Because we need all the orders. I mean, some certain orders to place, and also the additions, the new representatives, everything will count. Because we can earn $5,000 as a team, or $3,000 or $2,000 if we earn in first, second, or third place. So this is really important for the leadership representatives to try to get all these representatives that go to your no order from last campaign and try to get them into this. Because if otherwise, if they don't have the books, sometimes they get first and they don't place orders. But you are giving them some option. I just went to, like, as a tip, I just went to my removal list, and I talked to three representatives that were inactive, but they were in good standing, in balance, and I told them the incentives. For the 32-inch TV, for the 40%, they'll get that. They don't need to pay because they were removed 3 or 4 campaigns ago. And I told her that would be great. She could be the lucky winner for the TV, and also the bundles in case she doesn't have any order. We can offer these $9.99 order bundles. So we just set up for tomorrow. She's gonna come to the office to pick up some books. So this is one of the representatives that was inactive, and with this incentive, I will bring her back. Luckily, she will get an enthusiastic and happy and continue doing the business.
Now, Clarabelle, you said something about your mobile app. Is that what you said?
And I said that I talked to the removal list. I went to my list in the downline manager. You can go to the removal list and find out who is inactive, and then you can offer them if they are they might be interested in coming back to the business. So I went to this to the list. And I have two representatives that are reducing incentives for the TV, for the financial success and everything. I will bring them back for campaign one.
Uh-huh.
And this is something that we leadership representatives can do too. Go to to this list, people that are not active in your downline, that they are out of the business for one reason or other, and you give them this option to reinstate their account.
That's a very, very good idea. And if for those people who may not be very active, these bundles are also a wonderful thing to give to your helpers if you have them.
Also, you can go and ask for referrals. You might have some representatives that they don't want to go to the leadership, but they might have someone that will be interested in selling. So that will be good too, because that will give you more additions to your downline. And also, if they want to participate in the leadership, then you can have a new candidate for your downline, which will help you. Will help us as a district for the partnership.
That's a very, very good idea. And the thing to do is really try to in addition to your sales, is to concentrate on building your downline.
Yes. Yes, this is critical now because those the first campaigns. People, get out of, have spent a lot of money, and if they're not really focused in the business, they could, maybe they don't continue the business. So if you give them those options, then they'll have at least an order to place.
I know that, Clarabelle, you were talking about the campaign 1, 2, and 3, and how we should take advantage of the bungles, what's this thing called, Denso Soft, or the Kids Natural, or the Men's Natural. But shouldn't we, as, and correct me if I'm wrong, shouldn't we as Avon reps use that as our common practice? Every time we get our What's New book, to see what is in the up and coming campaigns to try to motivate sales. Isn't that something that we should be doing naturally? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Can you repeat the first part?
We're talking about campaign 1 and 2 and how we should buy these products. For our clients can see them and have them on hand. But shouldn't that be something we should be doing anyway? We should be doing this as a common practice every campaign moving forward.
Yes, this is something that you should be doing all the time. But since as holidays we're just right in the holiday week here season, and many people are. Sometimes they just focus in something else, or they know some representatives are really into this. They are placing their orders on time and good orders. But some others might be, focusing in many things, and they're not really focused in the business. So when you have those bundles, the thing is that if someone might be a potential order, then you could encourage them to have one of these bundles, so that you can have one order count in your group.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically the, and you know, you help us to reach the goal for the Partnership for Success, and also they will be able to maybe win the TV. So this is something that will maybe give them some push-up to take the order. Because sometimes people order, you know, a lot during the last week of the year to buy the gift and everything for their friends or families. And then at the beginning of the year, they just want to slow down a little bit. But if they want to, if they don't have any order, then make sure that they have at least this, one of these bundles at $9.99 or $14.99 for campaign 3. And then you can reach your goal, you know, in your downline, and also for the whole district.
How you talk about reaching your goal. How important is it, Clarabelle, for us as a representative to have goals?
Yes. Remember that, you know, as if you are a representative in a leadership program, has their 90 business plan, and they have some goals to reach, and they sometimes is we had just recently a meeting with Maria, and we had some, you know, wrote down how many new representatives we want in these 2 or 3 campaigns for the next meeting. So we're working for that, and we're working also to keep or maintain our title. So if you don't, you know, if you don't have the minimum orders count and the minimum, then you don't qualify as your title. So you need to be on top of that to be in your title. Otherwise, then you can lose it. So this is something that you need to work all the time. Not wait until maybe, you know, the campaign is on. But it starts from the campaign that is off, that we don't have any orders. We start right there from last campaign, no orders, and find out what's going on, and, you know, try to help the representative that has some issues, that they may have some. So we help them, or we encourage them to continue to find out if there's any problem, then to help them to solve, so that they can be pleased and continue doing their business.
So we talked about, you know, looking at your pretty much at your the bundles, which takes place in your what's new, but campaign 1, 2, and 3 moving forward. Well, you can order campaign. You can order bundle 1 in campaign 26 and bundle 2 and campaign 1 and bundle 3 and campaign 2.
Bundle 1 is campaign 1 that is going on this week.
Right.
Tomorrow for LPS 4. You just started the LPS 1 a couple of days ago, and tomorrow is the LPS 4, which is this side of the district here in downtown Yonkers, and this part. This is campaign 1, bundle 1. Campaign 2 will be in the first week of January.
Right.
Campaign 3, yes, and then the schedule is right there. But it's every other week after this one.
So, so with that being said, Clarabelle, how many books should an Avon representative by moving forward for these different campaigns?
How many books?
Yeah, how many books should they buy?
Well, in my case, I order my appointment kits, they come with the books, but I also order extra books usually for my own, you know, business, for my own customers. And for my own downline, so that sometimes they forget, or they might forget to order it, and sometimes I have to mail it to someone, you know, by mail, just to make sure that they have it. And sure. At least right now, at least 60 to 30 for each language. 30 or 40 in English and 20 in Spanish or vice versa. But not less than that. Not less than 60 in 10, sometimes 80. If I have appointment kits, ordering appointment kits, then I have sometimes more than 100 with the kit, with the appointment kit, because they bring 10 in it. 10 for each campaign.
And you know what people, I know some people, they get afraid of the numbers when you say order 100 or whatever number it is. But what people have to remember that those books, really, you really can use those books for three campaigns.
Yes.
You don't get them all in one campaign. You still have two more campaigns to solicit them.
Yes. Yes, and remember that every time you add 10 more books, you get it at a cheaper price. So
yes.
When you order 20 books, you might pay like $12. When you order or $10, when you order 60, it's less than $15. So it goes lowering the price every time you order more books. The basic is,
That's something.
That is your business. If you don't have the books, you don't have orders. Your store will be closed.
Absolutely.
It's the same as if you have a store and you don't open the gates. It's the same thing. And I know, and I, experiment this throughout it's been almost 2 years since I started. But if you don't have books, you don't have sales.
Yes. That's so true. That is so true. And if you miss ordering books, at some point it catches up with you with your campaign, because once you're going to miss a campaign, you're going to have a campaign, a future campaign where you don't have any books.
Yes, because they come to an advance. So now we are getting campaign 3 books for campaign 1. So whoever doesn't place order in campaign 26 will have campaign 2 books. But you have to know that you can also reach out your upline, your representative to sign you up, or YouTube manager will be glad to help you and to get into, so that you can have the books to show and to get the orders.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly correct. Well, we really covered a lot. oh my goodness, and the time is already up. Is there anything you want to share? Any parting words you want to share with the listeners?
Well, what I can say is it's been almost 2 years. This coming December 29th, it's been 2 years since I signed up for Avon. And I wouldn't imagine, all what I've received, all the rewards, in all the steps of my life, because you learn a lot. You learn with your representative, you learn with the different managers, you learn with the other partners here. So I just encourage you to be plugged into the meetings, and to be now. I forgot to tell you that we're having this coming 19th. We have Lisa Wilbur coming, and she's a really successful senior security leader of the company, more than $4 million
mm-hmm.
business. So this is something that we need to be in if we want to grow a business, so we can take from her the experience she has and from many others. How do they do their business, and how can we also be successful as they are?
Well, Clarabelle, thank you so much for, again, being on the call and sharing with our listening audience. And I want to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very, very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. Merry Christmas to everyone. Too.
And we'll have to get you on the show sooner. We're not going to wait another year.
Okay. I hope so. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night to you. And for everybody who's listening, please share with your downline. Next week, Monday, is Christmas Eve, and I know a lot of people will be wrapping presents and making goodies for Christmas dinner. So with that in mind, we will not have the Avon Motivational Radio Show next week because I know that people are really preparing for the holidays. And then on the 31st, and I'm gonna play that by ear because I know some people like to go to church and get themselves ready for that as well. So if we have the radio show on the 31st, it will be a round robin. That's what we usually do around the holidays. If not, then we will resume back on the 7th. But just watch your emails, watch the Facebook for the different notices. Until then, everyone, I hope that each and every one of you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is, Three Kings Day, whatever you celebrate. I just hope you have a wonderful season, and I hope that you have a prosperous new year. With that, good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.